your service.
Hi, is Jeff there?
This is.
Hey, Jeff. This is Brian with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
With who?
Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff. What is that?
Yeah. We're a private business bank. We had mailed an offer to you about 2 weeks ago. Have you seen it by any chance?
No.
No?
You know, I do all my banking through Harrison. I'm pretty happy.
Harrison? Okay.
Yep.
I mean, usually, you know, they fill your needs. They don't...
My home is financed with them. They my personal needs and my business needs. So I pretty much take care of everything through Harris.
Oh, okay.
And it's local to me. The branches are between home and work and such.
Oh, okay. Have you looked at other banks at all, or you just...
I dealt with actually Mercantile National until Mercantile sold to Harris. I've been with Harris ever since. I opened up my business in 97 and had one prior to that. But it's more just because it's my local bank, you know, and I've dealt with the same people there for so long.
Okay.
You know, unless you did the home loans and everything and were to take everything on and be able to beat all my rates.
Yeah.
I mean, you literally would have to buy out my home loan and then ever look at all my business finance and then we could talk, but truly, yeah. My relationship with them is 20 years plus long.
Right. Wow. It
be pretty well.
Yeah, congratulations. I mean, we are a relationship bank too, so I mean,
yeah.
I understand that. That's awesome. I mean, you've had the business for like 20 years also?
Yeah. I opened up originally as a franchise muffler and brake man store right out of high school. So I did like 8 years as a franchise business, then got away from that and just changed the name to my own last name. And
okay.
Truly, I've been in business since I was, 19.
Was the franchise business easier?
Well, that building I leased, and then you had your percents to pay back. And
right.
I was successful with it, but a building came up for sale, like literally 6 blocks down the street.
Yeah.
That met my needs, and I just did the math, and I actually had them both open at one time. I had my muffler and brake man store open, and I opened up Hoekstra Alignment, not competing with myself, just opening up an alignment and tire shop. And then after time went by, you know, we were more successful with the smaller shop that was just doing tires and alignments and brakes and mechanical needs than my muffler and brake man was. And I really didn't like the whole muffler, you know, persona, you know,
right.
Just being a muffler shop. I always offered more than your typical muffler man store, you know.
Okay, yeah.
So then I ended up making a deal to sell my muffler man back to muffler man, which they didn't. They were happy to because it was a very profitable store, but they ran it into the ground in about 3 years. And after they closed the doors, then I basically doubled my building size and then put on our marquee, you know, mufflers, brake shocks, springs, struts, everything everything that I used to do at Muffler Man.
Yeah.
So,
and,
yeah.
And Harrison, like, financed you for all that?
What's that?
Most
my additions and stuff I've been able to finance all on my own. I own my corner here in East Chicago, out and free and clear. At the moment, I don't have any business loans whatsoever, not even on
okay.
The only loan I have is on my home where I owe like $149 and its value is around $230.
Okay.
Really my only debt. That's a couple small credit card debts, you know, that we bounce back and forth for business.
Right.
You know, there's just a couple that I keep lines of credit to buy and sell, you know, get rid of, you know, buy parts online so much anymore. You know,
right?
But it's in my name, so it doesn't look great. You know, whenever I go to do financing, I have to have that explained. I have to show that these automatic withdrawals come out of my business account to cover a payment that's a personal payment. And once they realize that, they're like, okay, then that's not your debt. But no, I appreciate your offers, and I there's a lot of good banks out there. But I truly like to have a brick and mortar bank that I still can walk in
right.
and work with the girls if I can.
Well, it seems like you're pretty zed, Jeff. I mean,
I appreciate your call. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too, man.
All right, thank you. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.